Welcome to the Future.Bible podcast, where you'll hear profiles of individuals and Bible-inspired organizations making a difference in the digital world. In each episode, we'll bring you stories of innovation, advancement, and real-life change. Are you ready? Let's get to today's episode.
Welcome to another episode of Future.Bible. My name is DJ Chuang, and today our special guest is Chris Davis from Back to the Bible. How are you today?
Good. Thanks for having me on, DJ. I'm really looking forward to it.
Great. Well, Chris is the Director of Digital Services. What a cool title. And he's been working in the tech side of ministry for 20 years. So you've seen a lot of changes.
Yeah. Done everything
from IT management, software architecture, digital marketing for organizations like Youth Specialty, Zondervan, and Group Publishing, and now Back to the Bible. And he's helping to drive their digital discipleship efforts with GoTandem and their custom apps. So that's what we'll be talking about today. But for our viewers and listeners that are not familiar with Back to the Bible, can you give us a 60-second background on who Back to the Bible is?
Yeah, Back to the Bible started 80 years ago as a radio ministry out of Lincoln, Nebraska. We're still on the radio and going strong there. But in the early 2000s, things began to shift. The radio wasn't the best way to reach people anymore. And there was a lot more happening online. And we had established with the web, but really needed to think of new ways to meet people with our mission of engaging them with God's word. And so we are constantly looking at new ways to do that. And it's an ever-evolving process, like most projects in the technology world.
Okay, so what is the latest thing that Back to the Bible is doing to keep up with this ever-changing digital world?
Well, our latest effort is our GoTandem app, and it is a daily discipleship tool that can help somebody engage God's word right where they are. Through notifications and reminders, they get God's word delivered to them. One thing that makes GoTandem kind of different is that it's personalized to every person. There's a brief assessment that a new user will take, and that'll help us deliver just the right content to the individual. So, the verses you may see are different than what I would see, and we really try to hone in on an individual's needs and not just blanket, kind of shotgun approach to content delivery. So
that's pretty smart. You've got some kind of an algorithm that is learning how to customize a Bible reading experience for people then.
Yes. Yeah. We have actually a research arm and that's constantly looking at this problem and they've developed an algorithm and we have the verses that are in there all coded so that they get a score and it'll match it to your score based on your assessment. And we're really excited about just how that has been helping people. As it's been developed, I mean, it's really almost a 10-year-old project now, but, it's getting better every day. And that's, our goal.
Before we talk about the newest version that's being launched, 10 years of history. I mean, that's almost when the iPhone was invented.
Yeah, and it's not quite 10 years. We're a few years shy of that, but it's been, an effort over 10 years. It's been almost 10 years as an app, but it started with email blasts and fax blasts and, finding ways to personalize people's content. And the app was the obvious evolution to that when that technology came along. And we've been, constantly evolving it. We just launched recently what we call version 4 that'll help set us up for the future of helping people move closer to Jesus.
Well, what are some of the new features that you rolled out in version 4?
Well, there's a lot that happened under the hood, code base stuff and unifying, streamlining the code base so that there's a unified experience across apps and the web. And all the guys that work at a level above me that understand all the code, I'm sure would get way more excited about that. But for the front end, you know, the kind of the bells and whistles that people see, we've really reworked the whole interface to make it more intuitive and easier to use. As well as we've updated a favorite section of the app so that people much like in Facebook, you know, favorite something to make it easier to come back, and they can leave messages to themselves so they can be reminded of why they favorited that particular scripture. We also added a new like functionality, which again, this is nothing new with Facebook and YouTube and the like, but this will allow users, it's not just a simple hit the thumb, you know, yay, but they can answer a stream like, this was great for me, it was okay. And then that information will go back in and really help us to improve not only the algorithm, but also just what kind of content people are responding to and kind of get a better pulse of how people are using the content. So we're really excited about that. And so, you know, we're posed for the future now. We're hoping in the next few months to roll out an update that'll add some group functionality. We also, GoTandem is kind of the flagship that anyone can go download, but we also have 1,000 churches and organizations using a white label version of the app. And so our next wave is really going to be adding in features for those users, like groups, so a church could set up their small groups, and allow them a place to interact around the scripture and what they're studying. So lots happening in the future. Yeah. And it's growing.
Custom apps. That's amazing.
Yep. And from around the world in many different languages. And, you know, we're excited about where God's taking that internationally as well as here in the U.S. So,
Well, can we talk about some statistics? Since you're a very well organized ministry that looks at research and information. So,
yes,
you mentioned 1,000 churches all around the world. How do people find GoTandem, and are you able to break down who are the Christians and non-Christians?
Yeah, I mean, GoTandem. There are a number of ways people find it. Some just find it, you know, through search. The organizations are using it, are telling their users about it. And so, you know, as many different ways as people find things on the internet, they seem to stumble across GoTandem and in the app platform that we have. And so of those that come in, like I said, we have a brief assessment, so we can kind of get some basic kind of, you know, a picture of who's using the app. And and we find about 40% are actually people that don't claim to be Christians or believers in any kind of religion. And the most interesting thing is that they stick with it. We find that they're not just, you know, opening up and dropping off, but they're, you know, reading scripture as it comes to them. And, you know, hopefully, you know, if we can get one more person to read the Bible that would never have cracked it open, you know, that's a win. And so, you know, in that, you know, about 40% are non-Christians. You know, we see a pretty even skew between men and women, and across age ranges. It skews a little younger, you know, more in the 20s and 30s, but, you know, they're still an active user base, even up into the 50s and 60s. So it's pretty broad in its appeal and who it's reaching and who's using it. So it's
fantastic. Okay. And on the custom app side, I'm sure you're kind of tracking some of the aggregate data But can you speak to an example of a church that's using it well and actively?
Yeah, we have a number of different churches. One of the larger ones is McLean Bible in the DC area, and they've been using it actively. Are anxious to get upgraded to the new version, but they use it, you know, kind of as a basis for a discipleship program for the church. So they're putting in their own content. Any white label, you know, custom app can add their own content to it. So they're adding in their own reading plans and their own tracks that they want their users to engage with. So, you know, their pastoral staff can communicate directly with the messages that they've been giving on Sundays and reinforce that. And it's a great tool for them. We've also seen, we have a large user base in the Nazarene denomination, and they're using it very similarly. Some churches, you know, just use it as a communication tool. They take the verses and the verse for use functionality that's there and just allow that to do the work. And they use it, you know, for their church calendar and for sending out blasts to people. And then others are really engaging with the content and adding in their own and, you know, reaching their congregants with it. So it's really across the board. You know, some jump in and just use the great content library we have, and others are adding to it. So
that's amazing. And you're able to offer this for how much a month?
It's actually, we offer it free to churches. There's wow. There's no expense other than what Apple will take, you know, to set up a developer account, which is like $100 a year. And most nonprofits can even get that back. So really there's no cost to the church, which is super exciting for us to offer and get this out there to help people engage God's word. So,
well, that's very generous of you, and back to the Bible. And we want to help get the word out. And so our audience, I'm sure there's a number of church-going people as they're interested in Bible and technology. And so it's almost like a best-kept secret. I mean, 1,000 churches when there's 300,000 in the U.S. and certainly many more around the world. Let's see if we can bump it up to 10,000.
Yeah, we would love that. And you know, we kind of put the brakes on you know, marketing and really reaching out to new churches as we were building this new platform. But we're ready. So yeah, bring it on. We'd love to see 10,000, 20,000 churches involved. And really see a movement of getting people into God's word. So that would be fantastic. Yeah. And they can find it, you know, test it out at GoTandem, see what it's like and if it's a fit for their organization.
And what's the web address again?
GoTandem.com is the kind of the consumer product that we have. And if a church is interested in getting one for their own, they could go to backtothebible.org and go to the app section and fill out a form. And we would love to talk more to them about that. So.
Fantastic. Super awesome. So good of you and the ministry to offer this to churches, and how you're reaching people with Bible and the latest technology. So glad we could connect again, Chris. I know we've connected in person as well.
Yeah, it was great great chatting with you, DJ, and hopefully our paths cross again soon.
Yeah, so if someone wanted to reach out to you personally, what's the best way for them to do that?
They can find me on Twitter at CRD55, or I'm on Instagram just as Chris Davis. And they can track me down through the backtothebible.org website as well. But that's
very good.
Those are the places I play most online.
Okay. And that's great to see you again, Chris. And thank you to our audience for listening and watching this episode of Future.Bible, where we have conversations with innovators and technologists that are working to increase Bible engagement in this ever-changing digital world. We'd love to hear from you. Just go to our website, www.future.bible, and connect with us there. The links are there for Facebook and Twitter, and you can use old class email too. And we want to really shape this to serve you well and create this community where we're learning how to bring the Bible with technology into the 21st century. So thank you for listening, and remember to be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us today. If you enjoyed today's session, please help us share this podcast with your friends, colleagues, and family members. You can do that by leaving a review on iTunes or by sharing our website, www.future.bible, with your network. Don't forget to join us next week for the next episode of the Future.Bible podcast.